bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today we're continuing to look at the topic, preparing your child for marriage. Those of us who have been blessed with children share a common concern when it comes to the matter of dating. Dating is the first step toward marriage, and the experiences that your children go through in this time are important in preparing them for marriage. Because of the importance of the subject, I'm devoting some thought to this area of family life. As with most issues that are potentially divisive in the home, this is a matter that parents should think through before an explosive situation results. Both you and your children should have your guidelines settled well in advance of the time that they go out for their first date. Such questions as the age for the first date, the types of places to which you do not wish them to go, whether to insist on group dates only or to allow single dating, the type of conduct that's expected from your children and their dates, and the spiritual standards that you want them to maintain should be thoroughly understood by everyone concerned in the matter. As the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. By setting up your standards in advance, you can avoid many frustrating and difficult experiences. What about the question of age? When should you allow your child the freedom to date? Personally, I don't think that you could set up a definite age that will apply to all young people. Some teenagers are mature enough to date at an early age, but others may never be mature enough. The main point that you as a parent should keep in mind is that your child should be old enough to show good judgment on a date. Both girls and boys should be able to handle themselves if an emergency should arise. This level of maturity will vary with different young people, and so it's up to you as a parent to make the decision for them. But all in all, it's best to be cautious if there's any question at all about whether or not your child is old enough to date. Above all, don't encourage early dating. Too many parents look upon dating as a sign of increased maturity. They take great pride in the fact that their child dates before the neighborhood friends do, and they allow their children to be exposed to situations that test their judgment far beyond that for which they're ready. This is one reason why so many young people from seemingly good homes wind up in undesirable early marriages or even with children outside of marriage. If young people date before they're old enough to temper their youthful enthusiasm with good judgment, they'll likely form physical relationships far beyond any permissible limit. And habits formed too early tend to become degraded with additional experience. It's far better for you as a parent to be conservative here. Your child may push you. They may argue that all their friends can go out on dates. They may make you feel that you're the hardest-hearted parent in the whole world, but if you don't feel that your children are sufficiently mature in judgment to take care of themselves on a date, don't let them date. It's for their good. Look at it this way. There's no harm done by not giving them the privileges of dating for a year or two, and there may be harm done by dating too early. Your step of caution may be just what your child needs. It's your responsibility to guide them as they mature. This is all a part of preparing your child for marriage. Your guidance here may help to keep your child pure as they prepare for the time when their marriage will take place. We live in a rotten world, and Christian kids can pick up rotten habits if left to themselves. This is why you need to carefully guide your child with a view toward marriage in the future.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.